Illumination, written by Chili Flame and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Devil Wears Prada. Rating, mature. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Relationship, Miranda Priestley / Andrea Sachs. Additional tags. I forgot this is kind of a threesome story, also starring a character who vaguely resembles Saffron Burrows. So I guess, consider that a warning, additional lady present during sexy times. Summary. Andy wakes up after a long nap. Sequel to Illusion. Originally published Halloween 2008. Andy opened her eyes. The room was dark, but for some reason she could still see everything. That was weird. She got off the bed and glanced around, surprised at how clean the place looked. She must have done a way better job at housekeeping this week than she recalled. Though, if she was honest, she'd have to admit that she had no memory at all of cleaning properly in the last month. Huh. Bizarre. Even the main room was spotless, and she was sure she'd left her plate from dinner the night before on the coffee table in front of the television. She'd had some great Italian takeout and a couple of glasses of wine, which was just the right thing to take her mind off Miranda's crazy behavior of late. Miranda, who had been acting oddly at work. Hadn't she? Andy felt something strange thinking of her, curious at the little jolt of excitement the idea of her sent between Andy's legs. It was probably from the dreams she'd had lately. Dreams about fucking her, and being fucked by her, in every way imaginable. Andy's eyes drooped, recalling a particularly vivid one in which Andy writhed around on her carpet, while Miranda tormented her with hands and tongue and teeth. Another, in which Andy tore the bed frame down because her wrists were tied to it while Miranda screwed her from behind. And the one that was the worst, or the best, depending on how you looked at it, in which Miranda jammed the dildo inside her from above, while Andy ate her pussy and loved every goddamned second of it. Jesus, something had happened to her sex drive lately. Had she always been so horny? Regardless, Andy needed to know what time it was. It was unusual for her to nap in the middle of the afternoon. The alarm clock was unplugged, though Andy had no memory of unplugging it, so she hunted for her phone. When she found it, she turned it on and waited a few seconds for it to power up. When Andy finally looked at the display, she didn't comprehend what she saw. 8:56 p.m., Wednesday, October 29. She laughed. It wasn't Wednesday, it was Saturday. Or at least, it was supposed to be. She turned on the television and checked the DVR. The date matched. Well, gee. How the fuck had she lost almost 5 days? She'd gone to bed Friday night after cutting work and had no recollection of anything that had happened since then. Something was very, very wrong. She ran to the bathroom, struck by the sudden urge to pee, although oddly she couldn't go. At all. When she flicked the light on, she was blinded by it. The light bulb was unbearably bright, and her face in the reflection was unusual. She had dark circles, purple and pronounced, and her skin seemed paler than normal. Her eyes, typically a boring shade of brown, were nearly black, even close up. She could hardly see her irises. "What the fuck?" she said to no one. But then Andy heard a noise that sounded like someone picking the lock to the front door. Terrified, she raced into the other room. No one else had a key except the landlord. She smashed into the door at full speed, slamming it shut as it swung open. She heard someone hit the opposite wall with an oof, and Andy looked through the peephole. To her utter shock, Miranda Priestley's wide eyes stared back at her from a few feet away.
"Andrea, open the door."
I'm kind of busy right now, Miranda. Sorry. Can I see you tomorrow at work? Or whenever?"
Miranda tilted her head and spoke to someone out of her range of vision.
"I must have gone too far. She doesn't remember anything."
"What?"
Andy said through the door. She'd heard every word, clear as day, despite 3 inches of wood between them.
"What did you say?"
"Let me in, and I'll explain everything."
"Who's with you?"
"Someone who can help you feel better, darling. Just let me in." Darling. Miranda Priestley just called me darling. Holy fuck.
She had a couple of choices. One, ignore Miranda and crawl under the bed covers until she woke up tomorrow and everything was back to normal. Two, she could open the door and see what explanation Miranda could provide. After about 10 seconds, she opened the door. Miranda strode in, regal as ever, and an astonishingly beautiful woman with russet hair and olive skin followed after. She traced Andy's jaw as she slinked by.
Hello, gorgeous. Oh, Miranda, no wonder you couldn't resist.
Hi,
Andy said.
Who are you?
Jade, a very good friend of Miranda's. I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Jade. Andy didn't know the name, or that Miranda had any friends.
Oh, okay. Miranda, can you... I mean, something's wrong with me, I think.
That's my fault, darling,
Miranda said, and again Andy's mind caught on the word.
I didn't want you to wake frightened and alone, and God forbid thirsty, but it couldn't be helped. I had to retrieve Jade, which required some travel. But we're here now, and everything will be well.
Andy blinked.
Yeah, something's wrong with me. You're calling me darling. I'm missing 5 days of my life. Do you know what's going on?
She asked, hopeful.
Come here, then, Miranda murmured. Close your eyes. I'll help you.
As though drugged, Andy drifted close to her, and Miranda's hands pressed against her cheeks.
My darling girl, she whispered. Relax now.
Andy tried to breathe normally, but it was hard with Miranda so near, her scent intoxicating. She smelled like herself, only more so. It made Andy feel a little faint, and weirdly, hungry. But then there was this feeling, like something tickling the side of her brain. A veil descended, and Andy remembered. She saw Miranda, sitting in the dark in her apartment. Miranda, saying crazy things that she was a vampire and wanted Andy to be one too. Most bizarre of all, she promised Andy a promotion, right before she sank her incredibly sharp teeth into Andy's neck. Miranda had said it would be good. She had not lied. Getting the blood sucked out of her throat almost to the point of death was the most spectacular sexual experience of her life. She'd come repeatedly, and Miranda had too, because it was like they were the same person. Who knew anything could be like that? She'd read Interview with a Vampire back in high school, and was titillated by the element of eroticism and vampire lore, but they were silly fantasies compared to the real thing. Even better was her own first feeding, during which she drank from Miranda's wrist, sating herself in a frenzy. She'd come then too. Jeez! She wondered if it would be like that every time. No wonder she could detect Miranda's scent so strongly. They smelled alike now. And apparently all of Andy's senses were sharpened, as Miranda had explained over the next couple of days. She was stronger, faster, more agile than any human could hope to be. It would take time to get used to, but Miranda had been very patient in teaching her how to maintain her image as a mortal. Looking back, Andy felt like the most privileged person in the universe to be the one Miranda had chosen. It was amazing. And seeing into Miranda's mind, feeling what she felt, knowing her thoughts when they were connected, that was everything. Well, that's combined with the sex they'd had over the last 4 days. There had been a lot of it. Now Andy knew where all her weird dreams came from. When Miranda's hands left her face, Andy came back to herself.
"Whoa,"
she said. Miranda smiled indulgently.
"Did you rest enough? Are you well?"
"I think so. I'm a vampire."
"You are. I brought Jade to you as a gift. She wants to be your first."
Andy frowned.
"My first what?"
"Meal, of course."
Andy's eyes widened.
"I have to kill her?"
Miranda laughed, and it was like music. Had she never noticed before? Andy was beginning to think Miranda masked a great deal of charm from the general public. She was already adored by thousands, but if they witnessed her true form, she might be seen as a goddess.
"No, Andrea, you must drink, but not kill. You may, of course, do so as it pleases you, but I prefer to live by a code. I kill when necessary. To preserve the secret, though that hasn't happened for decades. To protect human life. To defend those I love. To teach a lesson.
A vampire code?
We've existed for thousands of years. If we went around killing whomever we wanted, it might become apparent, don't you think?
She shrugged. Makes sense, Andy said.
We feed, and our victims survive with no memory of the incident. They awaken after a deep sleep, tired but in good health. And some humans are better suited to our requirements than others. Like Jade. Her body produces far more blood than she needs to survive, so much so that she would die without assistance. It's a mutually beneficial arrangement.
Oh. Andy looked at Jade. How did you find each other?
Her condition is genetic, a product of evolution. I knew her mother before her, who was also a minion.
Wow. And she's, you're not a vampire? Andy asked her.
No, thank you, Jade said. I enjoy the benefits of the underworld, but I prefer to leave my humanity intact. Minions are essential to the survival of the race. I'll stay as I am, for now at least.
She smiled at Miranda then, and Andy felt a flare of jealousy. Miranda used one finger to turn Andy's face toward her own.
None of that, darling. You are my companion. And Jade is a friend, a very, very good friend. One I hope you come to enjoy as much as I do.
The word enjoy shot a frisson of electricity between her legs. Does feeding always involve, sex?
Not always, but it can if you like. You may choose, darling. What you feel passes on,
Miranda purred. Andy swallowed.
Oh! So, if I wanted to be...
Andy struggled unsuccessfully to find a more sophisticated word. Sexy, then they would feel it too?
Correct.
Ah. Andy glanced at Jade and blushed. She was so beautiful, and Andy felt like a slob who had been asleep and drooling for 24 hours.
What if she doesn't want to? Andy whispered. Want to what?
Me to drink her blood. Andy said. And feel sexy or whatever.
You may ask her directly and make your own decision. But, Andrea, Miranda said, I know very well that Jade has been anticipating your mouth against her throat for quite some time. I've been talking you up.
A pretty blush climbed Miranda's cheeks. Andy scratched the back of her neck and blushed in return. At least they both hung on to that aspect of humanity.
Precious,
Jade said, stepping closer. To Andy's shock, she leaned down and kissed her, full on the mouth. Her tongue touched Andy's, and Andy felt ashamed when arousal clouded her thoughts.
This is going to be lovely,
Miranda said, her breathing deepening. Andy pulled away, flustered.
But I thought...
She looked to Miranda for guidance.
I thought I was yours, and you're mine, and that's all.
You are, Miranda assured her. I am. If you truly wish to resist the impulse, I understand. But it's called bloodlust for a reason, darling. Lust. Sex. Tied together irrevocably. It's who we are, and why we can do what we do. Make it so good that those who sustain us would gladly submit over and over. Like Jade. She chooses to give what we need.
She pushed Andy's hair behind her ear.
And I, for one, prefer to enjoy my meals as often as possible.
Andy's face felt like it was on fire. As of a few days ago, she'd had sex with a total of 4 people, all guys, over the course of 8 years. But this week, she and Miranda had fucked themselves silly all over Andy's apartment. And today... She was going to drink a beautiful woman's blood and probably get off while Miranda watched.
In for a penny,
came the words Andy's mother had repeated often during her childhood.
Okay.
She turned to Jade, whose cheekbones grew more prominent when she grinned.
She called on her manners, which had been sorely lacking thus far tonight.
Can I get you something to drink?
Jade's eyes seemed to darken.
No, thank you. I'm sure I have some soda, or wine probably too. Let me just check.
Andrea, Jade murmured. I want nothing except another kiss. May I? Andy felt her world tilt as Miranda stroked the back of her head.
Well, sure.
And then she was kissing Jade, who moved her tall, lithe body like a serpent, sweeping her up in a passionate embrace. Andy heard Miranda moan, which made Andy clutch at Jade's ass. The thirst swam up inside her, and she suddenly realized she could smell Jade's sweat, along with her excitement and the blood that raced in her veins. Andy pulled away. She wanted to do this lying down, otherwise things were going to get very messy.
The bed, it's... she pointed. Over there.
Jade yanked her backwards, and within moments they lay sprawled across it. Andy felt afraid briefly without Miranda in her line of vision, until she realized she sat just behind her. A hand as familiar as Andy's own stroked her hip.
Go on, darling. I'm here.
Andy looked down at Jade's hungry expression. The heart under her hands beat fast and hard, so hard that Andy could hear it.
You're sure?
She asked. Her thirst was powerful, but she had to be certain.
Yes,
Jade said, squirming on the mattress. Andy licked her lips.
Will I know when to stop? She asked.
I'll help, if you need it,
Miranda said, before kissing the back of Andy's neck. Andy eyed the pulse that hammered in Jade's throat and wondered how to begin, until she ran her tongue along her canines. They were already primed, knife sharp.
So, here we go. I just, bite?
Jade nodded and tilted her head. Her breathing was labored. Andy gathered her courage, and with Miranda's hand cupping her ass, she lowered her head and bit. It was an explosion in her mouth. Jade convulsed, and Andy could sense her thoughts already. Not the way it was with Miranda, but she felt Jade's elation, her physical pleasure. She didn't even have to suck, because the blood shot down her throat as Jade's pumping heart did the work for her. If a mouth hadn't been fastened firmly around the incisions, it would have been very messy indeed. After these things became clear, Andy allowed herself to sink deeper. She closed her eyes and imagined Miranda behind her and Jade beneath her, and just at the thought of Miranda, she felt an orgasm barreling forward. Groaning, she let the sensation bloom, pressing her hips against Jade's thigh to the rhythm of her heart. She was close, and it was delicious and sweet, and when Miranda's hands snuck down the back of her pajama pants and into her underwear, it was all over. Andy came, lips still at Jade's neck, and in a cascade reaction, Jade came as well. Feeling bold, Andy rose up a little, shaking her ass at Miranda and grasping Jade's breast. Jade sobbed with desire, her hips jerking wildly. Andy widened her stance, and despite her misgivings, trailed a hand down Jade's body, so long and slim, between her legs. She gentled her mouth, wanting it slow this time, wanting it to build, for it to be so good that Jade would never forget it. If Andy was going to be a vampire, she was damn well going to be the best one she could be. And if that meant giving her victim, or minion or whatever, multiple orgasms, then she would try her best to make it happen. She rubbed, and Jade whimpered. She pressed her tongue against the salty skin, tasting blood and 100 other things. And as Andy concentrated on Jade's pleasure, she barely noticed when Miranda pulled her pants down. But she noticed when sharp teeth sank into her thigh, not 5 inches from her cunt. She would have screamed, but Jade's shriek of ecstasy stunned her briefly. Miranda sucked at her thigh, having crept around to kneel next to the bed for better access. Andy's thoughts were crowded with Miranda's voice, the burn of her passion. 2 fingers slid inside her, and she nearly choked, staining the pillow under Jade's head with a bright flower of blood.
Please, Jade begged, just a little more. Please, please.
Andy felt her blood flow into Miranda's mouth. She was overwhelmed by the torrent of sensations. Though she'd always been a great multitasker, this was beyond even her abilities. She had to finish with Jade first. She tore the fly of Jade's jeans open and wrestled her fingers into silk underwear, all the while licking at the trail of blood that dripped from the punctures disappearing at her neck. Miranda had explained of the healing properties of her own saliva. As soon as she pulled away from the wounds, they would close. That went a long way to maintaining their secrecy. Without hesitation, she thrust a finger inside Jade, who hyperventilated, thrust her hips into the air, and shuddered a final time. She was unconscious, but alive, and she wore a very satisfied smile. Apparently, Miranda would not have to help her decide when enough was enough. All of these things allowed Andy to turn her attention toward Miranda, whose mouth did not budge from Andy's thigh. It felt good, glorious even, but with Jade's prone form taking up more than half of the small mattress, Andy wanted to spread out. Miranda heard the thought, pulled away, grabbed Andy's arm and yanked her down to the floor without preamble. Last week, Andy would have ended up flat on the floor, bruised and annoyed. Tonight, she just landed gracefully atop Miranda's body and immediately pursued her mouth. Their tongues collided. Andy tasted the familiar tang of her own blood. It was bizarre, but she rather enjoyed the flavor now, having sipped from Miranda's lips a few times before. She tore at Miranda's blouse despite a stern warning, her desire more acute now that her thirst had been sated. But Miranda's angry retort was lost in the midst of their passion, as Andy nipped her way down the pale, firm body. Her flesh showed no sign of age, and the laugh lines around the sinful mouth were less pronounced without makeup. Andy almost missed them, but not quite. There were plenty of other attributes she'd never had a chance to appreciate before her transformation. Miranda's legs parted, and Andy could not resist a sample. She nipped a little harder at the top of one thigh and drew blood. It was nectar, a drug that made Andy high with just one hit. She groaned and took a last lick before shifting to press her lips between Miranda's legs. Her tongue extended, seeking and finding what they both needed. The pleasure refracted back to Andy, who endured it willingly, humping the floor, wishing only to drive them both out of their minds. "Here," she thought Miranda said, "up here." Andy was confused, until Miranda took it upon herself to haul Andy's body around so they could 69. Andy barely paid attention until she felt that first touch. All of Andy's focus scattered then, as she dissolved into pure feeling. Sex had never been this way for her before, but then again, she hadn't been immortal till last week. Her connection to Miranda went beyond family, or love, or sex. They were simply one. Andy couldn't make heads or tails of it, but it didn't matter. It was magic. That was enough. She licked, and Miranda matched her stroke for stroke. Nails dug into the backs of her knees, and they moved and bucked and screamed their way through it like banshees. As Andy came a third time, she thought she heard a neighbor banging on the wall in complaint, but seriously, who gave a shit? Her vampire lover, slash boss, slash companion for eternity, had just exploded in a gush all over the rug, and there were more important things to worry about. Like when they could do it again, and when Jade might wake up and perhaps join them for round two, or three, whatever. But most important, she was hoping that place she always went for breakfast was open at this hour. Because after all that excitement, she was dying for an onion bagel. The End.